Welcome back to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the press porch at Tanglewood. I'm Joe Donahue. This press porch is located in a grove of beautiful trees, steps away from a lovely flower garden and one of the most incredible views in all of the Berkshires.
And I'm Alan Chartier. We are overlooking the Stockbridge Bowl. It's heaven on earth, and we invite you to join us on our three-hour exploration of this jewel of the Berkshire Hills.
The Boston Symphony Orchestra opens its 2016 Tanglewood season tonight at 8 o'clock with an opening night at Tanglewood with a program featuring music by Ravel, Saint-Saëns, and Prokofiev. It's led by conductor Jacques Lacombe.
Jacques Lacombe is the principal conductor of the Bonn Opera in Germany. Beginning with the coming 2016-17 season, he serves as music director of the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra for several years. He conducts around the world, and we last spoke to him a year ago when he again opened up the Tanglewood season.
Tony Fogg has been artistic administrator of the Boston Symphony Orchestra since 1994 and assists the music director in the planning and selection of all BSO concerts and repertoire. It is a great pleasure to welcome Maestro Jacques Lacombe and Tony Fogg to the roundtable this morning. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you both here.
They're here, too.
Pleasure. Do you guys get along with each other? I mean,
pretty well.
Yeah. It's all right. So you have certain, Tony, you have certain go-to guys that you really know will do the job. And does that ever cause any resentment among the ones who don't get picked?
Absolutely, yes. I look twice when I go home at night. But I'm happy to say that this is the third summer that Jacques has been with us. And he's a new and very welcome member of our Tanglewood BSO family. He's done some wonderful concerts for us. And we're looking forward very much to tonight's program with the Prokofiev Fifth and then tomorrow night with Carmina Burana, one of the perennial favorites of all concertgoers,
which we'll be talking about a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. So, Maestro, what is it like for you to come back and to do the kickoff again?
Yeah, well, I'm honored. It's my second year doing the opening. I made my debut here two seasons ago with a program that was interesting because I sort of wear two or three hats, and one of them is I'm an opera conductor, but I'm also a symphonic conductor. So in my first program, we had a Rachmaninoff piano concerto, second piano concerto, and then was the finale, the Act 1 of Aida, the triumphant Act 2 of Aida with the triumphant march and Nabucco and all that. And last year I was back for an American program, and this year, well, they keep me busy for an entire weekend. So yeah, it's been a busy season for me, and these are my last engagements before I take a couple of weeks off. So that's it's a nice way to finish.
Yeah. And then you start the new gig.
Yeah, I already started now I'm officially still a guest conductor at the Bonn Opera. I just finished my first production last Sunday, actually. But officially I'll be principal conductor now starting, I don't know if the contract starts in April, but yeah, in August, but yeah, I've been there already since mid-April.
So what's better? Is it better? I mean, what's more internally satisfying? The opera or symphony?
You know, I've been very lucky, basically since the beginning of my career, never to be typecast or labeled. And for me, it's a great pleasure to be being able to do both opera and symphonic. And I think sometimes in North America we tend to divide either you have opera conductors or symphonic conductors. In Germany, for instance, very often conductors tend to do both. And that's what I like to do. It feeds me artistically to work with singers on a regular basis. And I think I tend to apply that when I work on a symphonic work. Yeah. Prokofiev is a good example of that. The opening of Prokofiev is almost like this type of melody that could be a song. You know, so I try to approach the phrasing as if I was a singer when I conduct a symphonic piece sometimes. And the reverse is also true. When I'm in the pit and we're conducting an opera, I benefit from the fact that when you work on a symphony, you work in details of colors, of orchestration, and so forth. And I apply that and try to bring that to the pit so that the orchestra becomes almost like a character in an opera production that I conduct.
Well, what if, somebody does something you don't like when they're up there in the middle of an opera? I mean, you give them a look or you throw something
I'll tell you what. At the beginning of my career, it was annoying like hell whenever something would happen in a performance that was not supposed to happen or whatever. And then I decide to give up on that and realize that live performance is an exchange. More and more I tell the orchestras I work with that 90% of what we should do as musicians, conductors, players, is to listen. And when you're in a live performance, you have to be aware, listen to what's happening. And sometimes somebody will do a phrasing differently, and that will take you in another direction. And that, I think, that makes live performance very much exciting, rather than trying to reproduce always the same pattern.
So, do you miss New? I'm sorry. Do you miss New Jersey?
Well, it's new.
Oh, was that your question? I'm sorry.
I'm talking about the musicians, the states.
Just being there. It was a wonderful place. Oh, you were there for many years.
Yeah, you know, I had a great time there. As a matter of fact, I finished my tenure there was 3 weeks ago, I think, beginning of June. And as a matter of fact, the last piece I conducted on my farewell program was Daphne's Second Suite, which I'll be doing tomorrow night. So, it's been a great run there. I mean, wonderful musicians. And I said very often, I mean, being Canadian, you know, when I cross the border, you know, at the border, they ask me where I'm going. And when I say, you know, Newark, New Jersey, they look at me like, what? But there are great places in Jersey. It's a state that has a lot to offer.
Sure.
And I had a great, great time there. So I had a lot of friends.
So is there anything you find similar between New Jersey and Bonn and the Germans? In the state character or something?
I think it's tough. I'll give a political answer. I've been not long enough in Bonn to really answer properly that question. But it's interesting, and it's also interesting if you want to go on this, that to have a take from the European perspective and the German perspective on you know what's happening in the world, what's happening in North America. There's a lot happening, as you know, right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's interesting to get to know the different perspectives on that.
Did you meet the governor of New Jersey at any point?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't think he never came to a concert.
Really? That's shocking.
Yeah.
That is shocking, Joe.
Tony, as you look at the season as a whole and what you've put together here, obviously with the big news that came out earlier in the spring was that Seiji Ozawa was unable to come, so you had a lot of that was your job to figure all that out. So
well, look, not a great deal. Seiji was coming and doing a couple of things with us. Principally, he was going to be here as part of a string quartet training program that he created in Switzerland, and he was to participate in that. And then Jacques had very graciously agreed to share the program tomorrow evening. Seiji was just doing one piece, so when it became clear that Seiji couldn't come, we reverted to a program that we'd already planned. So not so much of a need to rearrange, but just great disappointment that he couldn't be with us. He was last at Tanglewood in 2006. His heart is here. He still owns a house up in West Stockbridge on the hill. And, you know, it's a treasured place for him and a place where he has very fond memories. And he was bringing his first little grandson here for his first visit, and he was looking forward to that appearance. We hope he'll be back next year and he'll be stronger and able to be with us all again.
So I see you've been promoted.
Well, it's a slight change of title,
but they also put you in charge not only of all of the classical, but now you're in charge of getting all of the popular acts
too. Not quite. We all have a hand in the popular artists, and there are others who are far more expertise than I. I'm a happy consumer and an enthusiastic supporter, and I have views, but others are more expert in this area than I. But
What are your views?
What are my views?
You said, I have views. I want to know what your views are.
I think whatever genre we do, whether it be in the field of popular music or jazz or classical, we should have absolutely the best and the most interesting here at Tanglewood.
Right.
And on whatever scale we measure those qualities, I think that's what we should be aiming for. The one thing we did this year, which was a little bit by circumstance, but I think was a good pattern which emerged, was a lot of the popular artist presentations were at the beginning of the summer. This makes a lot of sense from a purely production point of view in that the stage of the shed is in pops mode and configuration. We have lighting rigs and the sound and all of that sort of thing. So it's a lot less wear and tear on the facility itself and on our crew. And we also found that there was genuine interest in hearing a concentration of popular artists over one weekend. So the first weekend where we had the great Dolly Parton and others, had... my marketing colleague continued, but about 80% of the people who came to Tanglewood had never been before.
So as the head guide, you get to meet every one of these people? Dylan,
Those, variously. I'm sorry to say I didn't get to meet Dolly Parton, who's one of my great idols.
That's my next question. What's she really like?
She's got a pretty disciplined routine backstage and comes straight on to the performance area. And as you know, she was up there for a good 2 hours solid. When she was off stage, she was doing whatever she needs to do just to recharge the batteries. But I do have the great privilege of meeting many of them and working with some of the greatest artists across all fields, and that's one of the joys of my work.
You check them out and say, well, this guy was well received, so we should have him next year. Because Dylan, for example, was extremely controversial this year.
But Dylan was Dylan, you know, and people...
you sort of know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting. And look, I think whatever whoever we have here, they have to be of great artistic merit. Whether they're the newest and most interesting younger artists or some of the iconic figures like Dylan or Dolly Parton or James in different idioms altogether.
When it comes to all that's going around, how much time do you get to spend and see what else is happening on the campus?
Well, this week, not much, because I'm involved in a lot of things. But in the last two seasons, I had a bit more time just to enjoy the you know, what was going on. But this week is pretty intense.
I got to say, we are not giving this man a minute to spare. Not only is he doing tonight's opening concert with the attendant festivities around it, but tomorrow night's BSO program with Carmina Burana, which involves chorus and children's chorus and solo, many moving parts. But he's also very happily working with the Tangled Music Center Orchestra on Sunday evening, and it's their first kickoff concert.
We're going to have Nadine Sierra on later on in the program. Is there any question you would like us to ask her?
Well, my question would be to you, because I'm supposed to work with her at 1 o'clock, so I hope she's available.
Okay, no, she'll be free. We'll make sure she gets there.
No, but actually, I'm really looking forward to working with her, because that'll be my first collaboration with her. Where the other two soloists, I've done Carmina with them before, and especially Jean-Francis Mauvoisin, where we bring from France. He's an incredible guy to sing this Carmina. I've done it a lot with him, and I'm sure the audience will be excited to discover this talent.
Before you came, there was a rather important conversation about the pronunciation of Saint-Saëns. There's an S there.
Yes.
Sarah got it. Yeah. The producer always does. So that'll be this weekend, and then you're off and running.
We're up and running, and it really doesn't let up until over Labor Day. I'm looking at my personal calendar of performances. I think I've got two nights off the entire summer.
Oh. And, what do you mean two nights off?
Two nights without performances to attend.
Oh, I see. And you've got everyone, even if you've booked
much,
everyone.
Yeah. And some days over the weekends, and maybe two or three on a day. And that's the great thing about Tanglewood. There's music happening all the time, and it's of the highest level, and it involves wonderful young artists from the Tanglewood Music Center, from the Boston University Tanglewood Institute, which this year celebrates its 50th anniversary. An amazing program for high school age students. Of course, the great BSO celebrates. So there's fantastic music making happening here every day.
Are you watching your exercise routine and all the rest of that stuff?
Alan, I've embraced aqua aerobics in the little pool at home. And
really?
I don't know whether that's a reflection of my growing waist.
On the contrary.
Anyway, I've been assiduous about this. And so 6 this morning.
It's very important.
Aqua aerobics sounds great.
Yeah. You should give it a try, Joe. Yeah.
Excellent. I will.
Yes, he should.
Thank you, Alan. The Boston Symphony Orchestra opens its 2016 Tanglewood season tonight at 8 p.m. featuring Ravel, Saint-Saëns, and Prokofiev, led by conductor Jacques Lacombe. Maestro, thank you very much for being with us.
Best of luck
this weekend, but of course throughout and with the new duties as well.
Thank you very much.
Tony, it's always a pleasure to have
you here.
Always
a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Alan, we'll see you in a few weeks. You're listening to The Roundtable. You can find out more information by going to tanglewood.org. We will continue after this break.